David Byrd. Congressional Democrats have subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for documents related to the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The subpoena sets an October 4th deadline for the Secretary of State to produce the documents they're seeking. Separately, lawmakers sent a letter notifying Secretary Mike Pompeo. They've scheduled depositions for five State Department officials, including former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. She was abruptly removed in May from her post as ambassador to Ukraine, and President Trump referred to her as bad news in his July phone call with the president of Ukraine. But a number of officials tell the Associated Press Yovanovitch was highly respected. She'd been pressing the Ukrainian government to address its corruption problems. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House is confirming a key detail in a whistleblower complaint that alleges President Trump abused the power of his office. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The complaint says the White House moved to lock down details of the president's July phone call with Ukraine's leader because officials understood the gravity of what had been said. A senior administration official acknowledges the rough transcript was moved to a highly classified system, but just why and when lawyers directed that move remain unclear. Attorneys here at the White House had been made aware of concerns about the president's comments on the call before the whistleblower complained to the intelligence community's inspector general. The president is stepping up his attacks on the whistleblower and whomever provided information used in the complaint. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning him against retaliating. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reportedly considering delisting Chinese companies from America.